Voilà. Thank you very much. Voilà. Oh. Yasam Sahvalan. Yeah.
Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Krishna, Krishna. Once again, also from my side, I would like to welcome all of you, and I do hope that you will spend a time here in our temple, which will give you many inspirations in your own spiritual path, your own life.
Još jednom pozdravljam sve vas koji ste došli. Nadam se da ćete danas u našem centru dobiti iskustvo koje će vas inspirirati kroz vaš vlastiti duhovni život.
I would like to speak today about seeing God through the ears. It's a very interesting subject.
Danas bih želio govoriti o tome da vidimo Boga kroz uši. To je jako zanimljiva tema.
What should we do, Ricardo? We should close the window. But we also need air, huh? Yeah. Maybe we can. Yeah. It's nice and full today, I noticed.
Primijetio sam da je danas fino puno.
But we have 50 more capacity in this temple room.
Ali još možemo smjestiti 50.
In India, you know the success of the program when you feel the knee of your neighbor in your stomach.
U Indiji znate da je program uspio ako osjetite koljeno vašeg susjeda u vašem drobu.
So full.
Tako puno.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. In this world, we often say seeing is believing.
U ovom svijetu često kažemo kad vidim, vjerovat ću.
If you can show me God and I could see him with my eyes, I would believe in him.
Ako bi mi mogao pokazati Boga da ga vidim svojim očima, vjerovao bi u njega.
We are accustomed in this world to attach the ultimate proof of the existence of a thing by our ability to very clearly see it manifest before our eyes.
Navikli smo u ovome svijetu kao krajnji dokaz nečega stavljati ako uistinu jasno možemo vidjeti tu stvar sa svojim očima.
But in the Vedic scriptures we hear that there is another type of proof, that is hearing.
Ali u vedskim spisima nalazimo da postoji još jedna vrsta dokaza, a to je čuti.
And this understanding is based on the another on let us say an understanding of the power which is in sound vibration.
I to je shvaćanje stavljeno na shvaćanje moći koja postoji u zvučnoj vibraciji.
In India there is the spurta philosophy, that means that in the sound there is a manifestation which you can experience in the consciousness.
U Indiji postoji sputa filozofija koja kaže da u zvuku postoji manifestacija koju možemo osjetiti sa svojom svjesnošću.
Let me give you the example of the sacred syllable Om.
Daću primjer svetoga sloga Om.
When a person is practiced to chant the syllable Om in perfection, he will be able to perceive within that sound vibration the whole world.
Kada je osoba istrenirana da izgovara slog Om do savršenstva, u tome će slogu Om vidjeti čitavi svijet.
The mantra is in other words like a seed which contains the potential of the tree within.
Mantra je drugim riječima poput sjemena koje u sebi sadrži potencijal čitavog stabla.
All mantras are like this.
Sve su mantre takve.
You receive a mantra by diksha, by sacred initiation, then you practice the sadhana of chanting this mantra, and at the perfection of chanting this mantra, you will actually be able to see coming out of the mantra within your consciousness the personification of that mantra.
Tako je sa svim mantrama. Kada dobijemo drugu inicijaciju, dobivamo i mantru i vježbom, kada počnemo izgovarati tu mantru savršeno u svojoj svjesnosti ćemo vidjeti manifestaciju te mantre.
One of our spiritual masters, Gorkishore Das Babaji, dictated once a letter. It's maybe the only letter which is which we have from him. It was many 200 years ago or so. He dictated a letter where he said, if you chant Hare Krishna and look at the letters of the mantra, you will see how Radha and Krishna, the divine couple, will come out of this mantra and reveal themselves in your consciousness.
Jedan je od naših acharya, Gorkishore Das Babaji, u jednome pismu napisao, ako mantrate Hare Krishna Maha mantru i gledate Hare Krishna Maha mantru, vidjet ćete kako iz nje izlazi božanski par Rade i Krishne i kako se razotkrivaju ispred vas.
Just imagine this.
Zamislite to.
You chant.
Mantrate.
You look at the syllables of the mantra.
Gledate slogove mantre.
All of a sudden, reality changes.
Odjednom realnost se mijenja.
You have a glimpse into the eternal spiritual world.
Dobijete uvid u vječni duhovni svijet.
And you see in your heart God.
I vidite u svome srcu Boga.
Most probably at that time by this divine realization you would be in ecstasy and bliss. You would either dance or faint.
Vjerovatno biste u tom trenutku od te realizacije osjećali veliko blaženstvo, ili biste plesali ili biste pali u nesvijest.
Dobro. You have reached the siddha of this mantra, the perfection, is not this, you are called a siddha, the siddhi of this mantra, the perfection of chanting this mantra.
Dostigli ste siddhi, odnosno savršenstvo mantranja ove mantre.
There are a few devotees in our movement who are chanting like this and who have such realizations.
Ima nekoliko bhakta u našem pokretu koji mantraju na takav način i imaju slične realizacije.
Hare Krishna. This is very good.
To je vrlo dobro.
So here these devotees will not say seeing is believing. They will say hearing properly is believing, because that's a realization.
I ti bhakte će reći nije vidjeti vjerovati, već je čuti vjerovati, jer imaju tu realizaciju.
To make this type of realization is called in Sanskrit the Shrutekshita path. It is seeing through hearing or realizing through hearing.
I imati takvu realizaciju, takvo znanje je Shrutekshita put, koji znači vidjeti kroz slušanje.
And today I will reveal to you how to do this.
I danas ću vam razotkriti kako da to napravite.
But before I will speak on the methodology of this ancient art, I will first give you an example.
Ali prije nego što govorim o metodologiji ove drevne vještine, daću vam jedan primjer.
500 years ago, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement appeared, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Prije 500 godina osnivač Hare Krishna pokreta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se pojavio.
He was an incarnation of God.
On je bio inkarnacija Boga.
Who was foretold in the Vedic scriptures many thousands of years ago.
Koja je prije mnogo tisuća godina predskazana u vedskim spisima.
And he came, he made a South India tour, and on his travels he arrived in the temple of Srirangam.
I kada je došao, obišao je južnu Indiju i u svojim putovanjima došao je u hram Srirangam.
This temple is situated beautifully on an island, and it is surrounded by seven very high walls.
I taj hram prekrasno situiran na otoku i okružen je sa sedam visokih zidova.
I needed 14 days to just look at everything in this temple. There are many, many small temples. 14 days, every day something new.
Trebalo mi je 14 dana da obiđem taj hram, jer unutar hrama postoji puno manjih hramova.
I really believe that in the future we should organize spiritual tours, maybe from Split, and one of our first destinations should be this temple of Srirangam. It's really magnificent.
Vjerujem da bi u budućnosti trebali organizirati duhovne turneje, možda iz Splita, i naša prva destinacija bi trebao biti ovaj prekrasni hram Srirangam.
When you enter this temple, there's the first inner court, there's a huge elephant, and he puts his trunk, it's called, or nose on you, and blesses you.
Prvi put kada uđete u taj hram, u unutrašnje dvorište, nalazi se slon koji vam stavlja njegovu surlu na vašu glavu i tako vam daje blagoslov.
But if you are a lady with a well-ordered frizura, he will blow into your frizura.
Ali ako ste dama sa prekrasno uređenom frizurom, onda će puhnuti u vašu frizuru.
It's very practical.
Vrlo je praktično imati ovakvu kosu.
Anyways, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited this temple, and there, in one of the many, many inner courts, he saw a scene which was quite strange.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je posjetio taj hram i jednom od mnogih unutrašnjih vrtova vidio je jednu scenu koja je bila dosta čudna.
He saw that there was a brahmana who was reading the Sanskrit of the Bhagavad Gita, and there were 100 people around him who laughed at him.
Vidio je da jedan bramana čita sanskritske stihove, a okolo je bilo stotine ljudi koji su se smijali.
Why were they laughing as he was reciting the sacred text?
Zašto su se smijali dok je on recitirao sveti spis?
Because he couldn't speak the language.
Zato jer nije znao jezik.
It's almost as if I would now try to speak to you in Croatian, you would laugh at me.
To je kao, na primjer, da ja sad počnem pričati s vama na hrvatski. Smijali biste se.
So he recited in a very broken and awkward way the sacred Bhagavad Gita.
I tako je on svetu Bhagavad Gitu recitirao na vrlo slomljen i nezgodan način.
But he, while doing this, he was so feeling such divine ecstasies that he was not even aware of the people who laughed at him.
Ali dok
he
je to radio, bio je u tolikoj duhovnoj ekstazi da uopće nije primjećivao ljude kako mu se smiju oko njega.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at this scene and after some time he went to the Brahmana and said, Brahmana, what are you doing?
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je vidio ovu scenu i nakon nekog vremena došao je do Brahmane i rekao mu je, moj dragi Brahmana, što radiš?
He said, I'm trying to recite the Bhagavad Gita, although I do not know to speak proper Sanskrit.
On je rekao, pa ja pokušavam recitirati Bhagavad Gitu, iako ne znam pravilan Sanskrit.
In Sri Rangam, every child knows to recite in Sanskrit, these Sanskrit hymns. It's a center of learning.
U Sri Rangamu, koji je centar učenosti, svako dijete zna pravilno izgovarati te stihove.
The Brahmana said, I'm doing this because my Guru Maharaj requested me to do this.
I Brahmana je rekao, radim to jer je moj duhovni učitelj tražio da to radim.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yeah, but you don't notice what you are speaking. And at the same time, I see your heart is so much moved that you are crying with ecstasy. What do you feel?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, ali ti ne znaš što govoriš, ali i dalje osjećaš toliku ekstazu.
First the Brahmana looked at him to make sure that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't laugh at him if he would give his answer.
I prvo je Brahmana pogledao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu-a, koji ga je pitao što osjeća i gledao je da li će se i on početi smijati.
And then he told him his secret.
I onda mu je rekao svoju tajnu.
As soon as I chant the sacred words of the Bhagavad Gita, I see a beautiful scene arising in my heart. I see Krishna talking to Arjuna, the very same text. It manifests on the lotus of my heart.
I on mu je rekao, čim počnem izgovarati Bhagavad Gitu, vidim čitavu scenu Krišne koji priča Bhagavad Gitu Arjuni koja se manifestira u mome srcu.
And my voice begins to stutter.
I moj glas počinje zamuckivati.
I do not recognize my environment any longer.
Više ne prepoznajem svoj okoliš.
And I'm overcome by waves of the ocean of immortal bliss.
I preplavljen sam valovima oceana besmrtnog blaženstva.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went forward. He took his arms and he embraced the Brahman and he said, you are the true knower of the Bhagavad Gita.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je prišao, zagrlio Brahmanu i rekao, ti si istinski poznavaoc Bhagavad Gita.
If you can recite a mantra, and the Bhagavad Gita is full of mantra, and see in your spiritual eyes, God, this is your perfection.
Ako možete recitirati mantru, a Bhagavad Gita je puna mantri, i vidjeti svojim duhovnim očima Boga, to je savršenstvo.
There's, my dear people of Split.
Moji dragi stanovnici Splita.
What can these eyes see with a lot of water.
Što mogu vidjeti ove oči pune vode?
Some muscles which become weaker when you grow older and then you need already a second eyes when you look through four eyes.
i s mišićima koji su koji oslabe nakon što malo ostarite i onda trebate još jedan par očiju.
The eyes can't see often beyond the face of a person. We can't even see the heart of the person.
Oči ne mogu vidjeti čak ni iza lica osobe, ne možemo vidjeti srce što je iznutra.
When the by some electrical failure which is commonplace in India the light goes out here, we can't see where are you.
Kada zbog neke električne greške ugase se svjetla, što je jako česta pojava u Indiji, više ne možemo vidjeti ni gdje smo ni ko je oko nas.
Our eyes are so limited. Do you think you can see God with them?
Naše su oči tako ograničene. Da li mislite da možete vidjeti Boga s njima?
This is ridiculous.
To je smiješno.
But you can hear him through divine sound vibration.
Ali možete ga čuti kroz božansku zvučnu vibraciju.
And this vibration will manifest the presence of God in your heart.
I ta će vibracija manifestirati poklone Boga u vašem srcu.
You just need to learn how to make this produce this vibration.
Samo trebamo naučiti kako da napravimo tu vibraciju.
Yesterday we visited by the mercy of Tihomir Ji, Shriman Tihomir, the spring of the river Rukmini, or what is the river? How do we know the in Split? Rumir. Rumin.
Jučer smo milošću Tihomir Džija posjetili izvor rijeke Rukmini, koju u Splitu znamo kao Rumin.
And we stayed there.
I tamo smo ostali.
For an hour or so.
Oko sat vremena.
And we chanted the sacred syllable Om.
I mantrali smo sveti slog Om.
This was very dobro.
To je bilo vrlo dobro.
And I told the devotees, if you practice this a little bit more, and now you are a little beginning stage, but if you practice, you will have very, very deep spiritual realizations.
I rekao sam Bhaktama, sada ste malo na početku, ali ako budete vježbali ovo mantranje, vidjet ćete, dobit ćete jako, jako duboke duhovne realizacije.
What is necessary to do is when you chant mantras, you need to chant without the 10 blockers, the mantra blockers.
Što se trebate napraviti dok mantrate mantru, trebate mantrati bez 10 blokova.
Yeah, there are blockers which are all coming from a material mentality.
To su blokovi koji sprečavaju mantru i svi dolaze od materijalnog mentaliteta.
Like for instance to have a bad attitude towards the devotees of the Lord.
Jedan je, na primjer, od tih blokova imati loši stav prema bhaktama gospodina.
Or if you are continuing with very materialistic activities at the same time you're practicing the mantra.
Ili ako nastavljate sa vrlo materijalnim djelatnostima dok u isto vrijeme mantrate mantru.
It's not that the mantra loses its potency, but you are covering yourself with these blockers. Almost, you know, like with clouds, so that you can't see the full sun of the mantra.
Nije da mantra izgubi svoju moć, nego mi se prekrivamo sa tim zaprekama, blokadama, kao što oblak prekriva sunce.
I have written about this mantra blockers in a book, it's a science which needs a little bit longer to explain, but here I want to just say the power of the mantra to reveal divine reality is never weakened, but you are just covering yourself when you with clouds so that you can't see the power of the mantra, which is like the full sun.
Napisao sam o tim blokovima koji sprečavaju mantru u svojoj knjizi. Ali ovdje bih samo želio reći, jer to je jako duboka znanost, da mi u biti prekrivamo sebe sa prekrivačima i tako ne možemo vidjeti puno sunce mantre.
If you want to realize God, you should have through the sound, you should follow three simple rules.
Ako želite realizirati Boga kroz zvuk, trebate slijediti tri jednostavna pravila.
The first is you should regularly listen to the spiritual sound.
Prva je da bismo trebali svakodnevno slušati duhovni zvuk.
Either a mantra or, like many of you, you can read sacred scripture.
Ili da slušamo mantru ili možemo čitati svete spise.
It's important to do it regularly.
Bitno je, važno je to raditi svakodnevno.
The quantity is not so important.
Nije toliko bitna količina.
But the regularity is important.
Ali ono što je bitno je regularnost, svakodnevnost.
Almost like if you take this Chinese medicine, you need to take it regularly. Then after one month you have miraculous effects.
To je kao kad uzimate neke kineske lijekove, morate ih uzimati svakodnevno i nakon mjesec dana vidjet ćete čudesne rezultate.
Then you need to listen with an open heart.
I trebamo slušati sa otvorenim srcem.
See, most of us don't really know to listen with an open heart.
Vidite, većina nas u biti ne zna slušati sa otvorenim srcem.
All the time the mind goes.
Cijelo vrijeme um
filter.
Radi kao filter.
Or you listen but at the same time another film movie goes in your.
Ili slušamo, ali u naše uho ide neki film sa televizije.
The material mind is often like a trinitus. Is it trinitus? You have this and you use it. It always sounds. You must know, as a rock and roll singer, or Goran, you know, when you hear too much loud sound, then there's a function and then you can't hear properly. It's beep, 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 beep. Yeah, humming, not humming, but no. In Deutsch sagt man Trinitus. Sorry, that doesn't help. It's something when you hear too loud, your hearing is destroyed, and then morning, night, and evening you hear some sound.
Ah, da. Znači, to je kao kad mantramo i onda stalno čujemo kao da imamo pokvareni sluh, stalno čujemo zujanje u našim ušima, zvuk koji stalno ide.
So our mind is like this.
I to je naš um, stalno ide.
Have you ever seen in Split the crazy person on the road and he will talk the whole time?
Jeste li ikada vidjeli u Splitu ludu osobu kako samo šeta i priča?
You know, this man has a problem.
Znate da taj čovjek ima problem.
But do you know that most of us have the same problem? Our mind is talking from morning till evening.
Ali da li ste znali da većina nas ima isti problem? Naš um priča od jutra do mraka.
Kala, this is too much.
To je jednostavno previše.
We can't hear anything else.
Ne možemo čuti ništa drugo.
When we hear something else, it's filtered.
Kada čujemo nešto drugo, onda je to filtrirano.
Filtrirano, yes. So, when you want to hear either the sacred mantra or sacred scriptures or just any spiritual vibration, the mind has to be put him in a corner, give him something to eat and say, be peaceful, please.
I kada želimo čuti neke svete spise, mantre, jednostavno trebamo svoj um staviti u kut, dati mu nešto da jede i reći mu ok, sad budi miran.
So this is called you need to hear regularly.
Znači trebamo slušati redovito.
With full concentration.
Sa punom koncentracijom.
And the other is with an open heart.
I sa otvorenim srcem.
Shraddha it's called.
Shraddha se zove.
And if you for instance, if you hear the spiritual sound vibration like this, then slowly something will happen. The spiritual sound will pierce through the fog and the clouds which are covering your consciousness, and you will, after some time, have a full God realization.
I ako mantramo na takav način, ta mantra će probiti kroz oblake i gustu maglu i onda ćemo odjednom imati potpunu realizaciju Boga.
The spiritual sound will just remove the obstacles from the heart and you can see the Lord.
Duhovni će zvuk maknuti sve prepreke iz srca i moćemo vidjeti Boga.
This refers to both chanting the mantra as well as hearing the sacred scriptures.
To se odnosi na mantranje mantra i na slušanje svetih spisa.
Or when you are together with devotees and you hear how the devotees are talking about Krishna, that also does something in the heart.
Ili kada ste među bhaktama i slušate kako pričaju o gospodinu, to također radi nešto srcu, čisti ga.
You just need to do it regularly. You need to come regularly to readings from the discussions from the spiritual secrets.
Ali to trebamo raditi redovito. Trebamo redovito dolaziti na čitanja svetih spisa.
There was once a devotee to whom God appeared in this way.
Jednom je bio bhakta kome se Bog pojavio na taj način.
And the Lord asked him, my dear devotee, what do you want from me?
I pitao ga je, moj dragi bhakta, što želiš od mene?
Imagine God would appear before you and ask you, what do you want?
Zamislite da se Bog pojavi ispred vas i pita vas što želite.
Have you ever thought what you would answer?
Jeste li kad razmišljali što biste odgovorili?
It's good if you prepare an answer because most probably you would be very overwhelmed at that time.
Dobro je da pripremimo odgovor jer najvjerovatnije bismo bili preplavljeni u tom trenutku.
And if you then do something foolish like ask for euros or a new car.
Ako biste tada učinili nešto budalasto kao da pitate za malo eura ili za auto.
You have missed your chance.
Propustili ste svoju šansu.
So please listen to what this devotee asked.
I stoga molim vas slušajte što je ovaj bhakta pitao.
He said, my lord, I want millions of ears.
On je rekao, dragi gospodine, želim milijune ušiju.
Krishna was clearly surprised.
Krishna je bio iznenađen.
How do you have millions of ears?
Kako možeš imati milijun ušiju?
I think on my head maybe 22 and a half ears would fit.
Mislim da bi na moju glavu možda stalo 22 i pola uha.
Another 22 makes and a half makes 50 ears.
Još pola znači 50.
Million ears, how will this work?
Milijun ušiju.
The only way it works is if you have more bodies.
Jedini način na koji to možemo imati ako imamo više tijela.
So the Lord asked, this is a very unusual request. Usually the devotees don't want more bodies and more minds. They think one body is trouble enough, you know.
Gospodin je mislio, ovo je zbilja čudan zahtjev. Obično bhakte ne žele još tijela, još umova. Obično misle da je jedno dosta.
No, said the devotee, I see, there are so many of your devotees.
Ali bhakta je rekao, vidiš, postoji toliko tvojih bhakta.
And when they talk about you, the nectar which is in their heart comes and spills through their mouth.
I kada pričaju o tebi, nektar koji se nalazi u njihovim srcima izljeva se kroz njihova usta.
And it can be drunk, this nectar, by the power of the ears.
I taj se nektar može piti moću ušiju.
So because you have so many devotees, I cannot reject even one of them talking, and therefore I need millions of ears to hear all this nectar.
I pošto imaš milijune bhakta, ne mogu odbiti slušati ni jednog od njih, i stoga mi treba milijun ušiju.
This is a poetic description of how much a spiritualist benefits through hearing spiritual sound.
Ovo je poetski primjer koji pokazuje koliko bhakta dobiva dobrobiti slušajući te sve te stvari.
These devotees don't say show me God, but they say, let's hear God.
Ti bakte ne kažu, pokaži mi Boga, nego slušajmo Boga.
And they do this by listening to other devotees and hearing their realizations.
I to rade slušajući druge bakte i slušajući njihove realizacije.
They listen regularly to sacred scriptures.
Redovno slušaju Sveti spisa.
Because in the scriptures you find spiritual sound vibration in a codified form.
I zbog toga što u spisima nalazimo duhovnu vibraciju u čvrstom obliku.
And when you receive this information with an open heart, your heart starts to vibrate spiritually.
I kada dobijemo tu duhovnu vibraciju, naše srce počne vibrirati.
And you feel surcharged by this living information in you.
I osjećamo se ispunjeni sa tom živom informacijom u nama.
And you feel very relieved and very happy.
I osjećamo veliko olakšanje i veliku sreću.
Some people even in this room know this. They read the Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Gita and then they go to work and the people at their working place say, my God, you're looking like a sun.
I neki bakte u ovoj prostoriji također znaju kada pročitaju ili Bhagavad Gita ili Shrimad Bhagavatam i onda odu na svoj posao i ljudi na poslu gledaju i kažu, pa izgledaš, sjajiš kao sunce.
Please try to do this regularly. Don't be so skeptical.
Molim vas, pokušajte to napraviti redovito. Nemojte biti toliki skeptici.
You will see.
Vidjet ćete.
Spiritual sound vibration will raise you on a totally different and much higher energy level.
Duhovna zvučna vibracija će vas uzdignuti na mnogo viši energetski nivo.
You first feel it in the heart.
Osjećate u srcu.
And then it goes through your whole being.
I onda kroz vaše čitavo biće.
Most of the time our spiritual energy level is just diminished or brought down by the vibrations from the mind, you know, the material thoughts.
Većinu vremena naša duhovna energija je spuštena dole od strane materijalne vibracije, materijalnih misli.
Do you know how much the mind can suck your energy?
Da li znate koliko um može isisati vaše energije?
Sometimes you can make with a friend an experiment.
Jedno možete napraviti sa prijateljem eksperiment.
The experiment goes like this. You tell him to make his arm like this.
Recite mu da ovako stavi ruku.
And then you tell him to think very concentrated this thought.
I onda mu kažete da sljedeću misao misli vrlo koncentrirano.
I am not good enough, no one likes me, I will never make it. Oh, I'm a loser.
Ja nisam dovoljno dobar, nikom me ne voli, nikad neću uspjeti, ja ću izgubit.
Then you press his arm down and you will see it goes very easy.
I onda ćete pritisniti njegov, možete pritisniti njegovu ruku i vidjet ćete da se spušta vrlo lago.
Second phase of the experiment.
Druga faza eksperimenta.
Same friend.
Isti prijatelj.
And you tell him, think very, very, think of something which you really love.
Onda mu kažete, misli na nešto što zbilja voliš.
I did it once with my friend, and he asked, is it alright if I think of pizza?
Jednom sam to napravio sa prijateljem, on je rekao, je li u redu da mislim na pizzu?
Yes, if you really love it.
Da, ako je zbilja voliš.
And really think soon you will have it.
I zbilja misliš da ćeš je imati ubrzo.
And then, when you then try to push his arm down, it doesn't move. It's almost like a steel arm.
Or
Arnold Schwarzenegger arm.
I onda ako pokušate maknuti njegovu ruku, jako teško, kao ruka od čelika ili od Arnolda Schwarzeneggera.
Yes, od Vikrama Kesari.
Ili od Vikrame Kesarija.
So the mind has so much power, it can give you power, or if it's negative, it can disempower you. Oh, Krishna. There are scientific experiments, Maturananda.
I um je tako jako moćan, i ili nam može oduzeti energiju, ili nam može dati energiju. Postoje znanstveni eksperimenti.
It's called kinesiologie in Deutsch.
Zove se kinesiologija.
You have this? Dobro. So spiritual sound vibration can put the spiritual energy in you.
duhovna zvučna vibracija može staviti duhovnu energiju u nas.
Now for the end, I would like to tell you the four steps of receiving this spiritual energy.
Za kraj bih vam želio reći četiri stupnja primanja ove duhovne energije.
The first is called shravana. You just hear.
Prvi se zove shravana. Samo slušamo ili čitamo.
It's called receiving, the spiritual information.
To se zove primanje duhovne informacije.
Let me give you an example of this.
Dopustite da vam dam jedan primjer.
It's like bringing some food to your mouth and smelling it.
To je kao da uzmete neku hranu i dovedete je ispred usta i mirišete.
This is what happens when you just hear with your ears, with your, you know, biological hearing, I could say.
To je ono što se dešava kada slušamo samo sa svojim ušima, biološko slušanje.
The next step is when you reflect about what you have heard.
I drugi je stupanj kada razmišljate o tome što ste čuli.
When it's knowledge from the scriptures, you just think about it, reflect about it.
Kada je to znanje iz pisa, onda razmišljate o njemu.
Or when it's a mantra, you think of the deep meaning of the mantra. You reflect about it. You bring your mind to it.
I kada je mantra, razmišljate o dubokom značenju mantre, dovedete um na nju.
This is like chewing the food.
To je kao da žvačete hranu.
This is a flower, it's not.
Cvijet, nećemo njega.
Now you can go even deeper.
Sad možete ići čak i dublje.
When you start to meditate about what you have just heard, that is, just bring it very deep, this spiritual sound vibration.
Kada počnete meditirati na tu zvučnu vibraciju, dovedete jako duboko.
You can see it.
Možete je vidjeti.
In your mind's ear.
U ušima u očima svoga uma.
Yeah. Like this you do with sacred text. You just read a little bit. You don't shouldn't read too much. Like when you prepare for an how is it called? An examination where you just download all the information on economics.
To je ili kada čitate sve te spise, ne biste trebali pročitati jako puno, pročitate jedan mali komad, ne kao da spremate ispit iz ekonomije.
No, here you just read something and then you start to meditate about it and you let the information change your heart.
Pročitate mali komad i počnete meditirati na njega i dopustite informaciji da promijeni vaše srce.
In a mantra, this means first you start to chant with the tongue.
U mantri to znači da prvo počnete mantrati jezikom.
Then you start to chant it in the mind.
Onda počnete mantrati s umom.
And then in the heart.
A onda u srcu.
And now comes the secret.
I sada dolazi tajna.
On this stage you stop chanting.
Na ovom stadiju prestanete mantrati.
But the Lord comes in you and on his own moves you.
Al Gospodin dolazi unutar vas i on vas dirne.
This is the perfection.
I to je savršenstvo.
It's no longer you who makes the endeavor.
Niste vi ti više koji rade napor.
But the spiritual energy who has seen you as a worthy receiver works through you.
Već duhovna energija koja vas je vidjela kao neku osobu koja to može primiti, ona vas počne micati, raditi.
The Brahmana in Sri Rangam. He had a God realization.
Brahmana u Sri Rangamu, on je imao realizaciju Boga.
Because he had gone to the deepest level to listen with the heart.
Je li otišao na najdublji nivo i slušao sa srcem.
Once a journalist came to my spiritual master and asked him, can you show me God?
Jednom je novinar došao do mog duhovnog učitelja i pitao ga, možeš li mi pokazati Boga?
Prabhupada said, Yes.
Prabhupada je rekao.
Da. This was going like... When? Now?
Novinar je pitao. Kada? Sada?
Yes, sada.
Da, sada.
He really sat down.
I onda je sjeo.
Then Prabhupada laughed.
I onda se Prabhupada počeo smijati.
He said, first you have to become like them. And he pointed to the practicing devotees.
I onda je rekao, prvo moraš postati kao oni. I pokazao je na bhakte koji su prakticirali.
My spiritual master often said, don't try to see God.
Moj duhovni učitelj često govorio, nemojte pokušati vidjeti Boga.
Try to become qualified so that God sees you.
Pokušajte postati kvalificirani tako da Bog vidi vas.
I'm still trying.
Još uvijek pokušavamo.
And what he meant with this is that God will reveal himself.
Ono što je mislio s tim je da će se Bog razotkriti nama.
And he will come through spiritual sound vibration.
I doći će kroz duhovnu zvučnu vibraciju.
Most of the time when you least expected.
I u većini vremena kada to najmanje očekujete.
He will come like the sun which breaks through the clouds.
Doće poput sunca koje se probija kroz oblake.
And at that time your whole being responds to his presence.
I u to vrijeme vaše čitavo biće će odgovoriti na njegovu prisutnost.
And my dear audience, I really can this is something which is very truthful. I'm saying this with 100% conviction because I know it's true.
I moja draga publiko, ovo je nešto što je 100%-na istina i govorim to sa 100%-nim uvjerenjem jer je tako.
He comes through the ear, through divine sound vibration.
On dolazi kroz uši, kroz božansku zvučnu vibraciju.
Especially in this age.
Specijalno u ovom dobu.
And when you only have a little drop of this realization, you can't let go of this.
I kada imate i najmanju kapljicu ove realizacije, ne možete to nikada zaboraviti.
You become like this devotee who says, I want millions of ears for this realization.
Postajete kao bhakta koji je tražio milijun ušiju.
So how to get there?
Kako doći tamo?
It depends on what level you are presently.
To ovisi na kojem se nivou vi trenutno nalazite.
Let me start with the beginner's level. Let me say you are a guest who comes for the second or first time to the temple and who now thinks, oh, let me start this path. I want to see if there's something of value for me in.
Počet ću na početnom nivou, recimo da ste gost koji je došao prvi put, drugi put u hram i razmišlja, želim vidjeti gdje to vodi.
I would recommend you to first read and make yourself familiar.
Preporučio bih vam da prvo čitate i upoznate se.
Like texts which we have here available, translations from this ancient Sanskrit.
Iz pisa koje su nam ovdje prisutne, koje imamo dostupne.
Don't read so much, but read regularly.
Nemojte toliko puno čitat, ali čitajte redovno.
And you will see that this is not just dry letters.
I vidjet ćete da to nisu samo suha slova.
This is living information which turns you.
Ovo je živuća informacija koja nas dirne.
The difference is almost like this fast food which kills you and the living food from Macro Vega. This was a little advertisement.
To je skoro kao fast food hrana, brza hrana koja vas ubija i zdrava hrana, sada mala reklama iz Macro Vege.
Šalim se. It looks the same. Living and dead food look the same.
Živa i mrtva hrana izgledaju isto.
There's a vast difference.
Ali postoji ogromna razlika.
One food kills you, the other in life brings life to you.
Jedna vas hrana ubija, druga vam daje život.
So you first it looks like ordinary information, but if you read in the spiritual texts, you will soon find out it's enlivening, empowering knowledge.
Tako i to izgleda kao obična literatura, ali ako čitate te svete spise, vidjet ćete kako vam daje život.
Then you should start a serious practice of chanting mantras.
Onda bi trebali početi sa ozbiljnom praksom mantranja mantri.
And then you should go higher.
Onda bi trebali otići više.
You should bring first your tongue to it, then your mind, and then your heart.
Prvo trebate unijeti svoj jezik u to, onda um, a onda srce.
Just put it in the ocean of the mantra, almost as if you take a bath.
Stavite ga u ocean mantre, kao da se idete okupati.
And then, oh, it starts. Your spiritual life starts in seriousness.
I onda vaš duhovni život počinje sa svom ozbiljnošću.
Yes, oh, dobro. Yeah. Yes.
Da.
Then you should progress.
Onda bi trebali napredovati.
And chant with a feeling of separation.
I mantrati sa osjećajem odvojenosti.
I am part of you.
Ja sam dio tebe.
But now I have forgotten, I'm covered with clouds of ignorance.
Ali sada sam zaboravio i prekriven sam oblacima neznanja.
Please accept me again back.
Molim te, opet me primi nazad.
And as you chant the mantra in this mood, in this urgent mood, the cloud banks will disappear and you will see the Son of God.
I dok mantrate mantru u takvom raspoloženju, sa takvom hitnošću, sunce. Onda će se oblaci razmaknuti i sunce će se pojaviti, Boga.
Hare Krishna. So I wish you all the best on this path.
I želim vam svima sve najbolje na tome putu.
It's a wonderful path.
To je prekrasan put.
And do you know what?
I znate što?
Spiritual life is the greatest adventure.
Duhovni je život najveća avantura.
You will discover that there is a mountain in your heart.
Otkrićete da u vašem srcu postoji planina.
A mountain which you need to scale.
Planina koju se trebate popeti.
It's a mountain of illusion.
To je planina iluzije.
And you get over it.
Kada se popnete, pređete, vaš pravi život počinje.
Hare Krishna, this was what I had prepared for you. I hope it was inspiring.
Nadam se da ste vas inspirirali.
I tried my best to serve you.
Pokušao sam najbolje što mogu da vas služim.
Before ending, I want to show you something which I have in this box.
Prije nego završimo, želio bih pokazati nešto što imam u ovoj kutiji.
I have my motto in this box.
Imam svoj moto u ovoj kuti.
Yesterday I told the devotees that I very much believe in transformation by spiritual practice.
Jučer sam rekao bhaktama da imam duboku vjeru u transformaciju s duhovnom praksom.
And my motto is the gusenice.
I moje moto gusenica.
Gusinica. Gusinica.
Gusjenica.
Gusjenica. In this box I had 15 gusjenicas before I started this lecture.
Prije nego sam počeo ovo predavanje, u ovoj kuti imao 15 gusjenica.
And I want to now see if by the power of the spiritual sound vibration there is a transformation in the gusjenica.
Sada bih želio vidjeti je li uz pomoću zvučne, duhovne zvučne vibracije došlo do transformacije.
Malo.
Ma.
Šalim se.
Šalim se.
I'm sorry, I try to make a point. I know some of you don't like this. Obviously there was no gusjenica in there. There was a butterfly in it.
Očito unutra nije bilo gusjenica. Šalim se, neki od vas možda ne vole ovakve stvari.
In true spiritual life, this spiritual sound vibration works like this. It transforms you and gives you and empowers you.
Ali u duhovnom životu zvučna vibracija zbilja djeluje tako, transformira nas i daje nam moć.
So, hvala puno, thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hvala, hvala. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Next time it will be better.
Right.
Hare Krishna, dragi bhakti. Sada slijedi projekt.